President Trump visited Wisconsin today for the first time since taking office. He chose Snap-on Tools in Kenosha as the location to sign the Buy American, Hire American executive order.
WPR reporter Chuck Kornbach was at the event. He joins us now with the details. Chuck, good to have you back on the show.
Thank you and hello.
Well, set the stage for us. Tell us about the setting, Snap-on Tools in Kenosha.
Right. It's the headquarters of a company founded nearly 100 years ago. I don't think there's much tools being made at this site, but there are several other manufacturing plants in the U.S., including in Milwaukee. So American enough, I guess, for the president's message today of buy American, hire American.
And who is in the audience at the event today?
Well, Republicans from every office level, I think, and as well as business people. The CEO or the president of Snap-on Tools gave a very inspired speech, very praising of Donald Trump for about 5 minutes. And then the president came on, and his style was much shorter than during the campaign. He only spoke for about 20 minutes in the campaign. He often went for 50 minutes to an hour.
And what was the focus? Did he focus on this Hire American, Buy American executive order in his speaking?
I would say so. He team had advertised that by leaking something late last night that they was going to sign this executive order, and he followed through with various people on stage, Governor Walker, students from Gateway Technical College who have do some work at Snap-on, and others are on the stage as he signed the executive order. And he talked about it at length during his remarks. As I say, not a hugely long speech, but to the point quite often. In one passage I think we have, he talked about the part that would require federal agencies, or at least encourage federal agencies, to use more U.S.-made goods in federal construction and transportation projects. The president says there are too many loopholes in the current requirement.
Now here's a listen.
But over the years, these Buy American standards have been gutted by excessive waivers and reckless exemptions. The result has been countless jobs and countless contracts that have been lost to cheap, subsidized, and low-quality foreign goods.
So this is, presidents are limited in what they can do directly, but this is one thing the president can do, use the buying power of the federal government, even though he can't necessarily impose those standards on companies. Is he hoping, did he say, hey, private industry, follow this lead here?
Well, no, he didn't quite say that. He's just right for now, it's sort of a touchy issue how much you can tell the private sector to do things in terms of buy American or use American products and so on. He's trying to, I guess, though, help the private sector, these companies that make products here and would like to sell more to the federal government and have them used. Wisconsin Democrats today targeted the president on this Buy American part, releasing an ad saying he hasn't done enough for U.S. workers and that they should the Republicans should get behind Senator Tammy Baldwin's Buy American legislation that they say the GOP has blocked so far. But here was the president, again, going ahead with the executive order on this part of it.
That's the Buy American side. Then there's the Hire American side, and there he's focusing, it looks like, on reform of H-1N visas, the H-1N visa program. Here's what the president had to say about reforming this guest worker program.
Widespread abuse in our immigration system is allowing American workers of all backgrounds to be replaced by workers brought in from other countries to fill the same job for sometimes less pay. This will stop.
So what did he talk about when it came to reforming this particular kind of guest worker visa?
Well, he said it should be monitored and policed, if you will, more closely and greatly limited. Again, the other is another side here that some technology companies and some other sectors have said, listen, we need these guest workers because they're more skilled than some of the U.S. Workers are, and we need to, you know, make profits and do well. The president says that's gone too far. He claims that, as he says, that there are too many workers waiting to get hired while the guest workers have jobs.
Talking to WPR reporter Chuck Kornbach about President Trump's visit today to Kenosha, focusing on hiring American, buying American products, some changes in the works there, executive order signed by the president. That wasn't; those weren't the only issues he talked about, Chuck. This dairy issue and this tiff with Canada came up. What did the president have to say about that?
Right. Again, this is regarding about 75 Wisconsin dairy farmers who had their milk buyer drop them and are searching for other buyers because the buyer is in a trade dispute with Canada. The president said he's been reading about that, and he actually claims he's been speaking about it for a while. He said that Governor Scott Walker, who was there, and U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, who was there, and House Speaker Paul Ryan of Janesville, who wasn't there because he's on a trade mission, he says they're going to get together and demand answers from Canada and demand a solution. So he's appeared to be right on it, but again, the follow-through, we'll see about that.
And then talked about NAFTA a little, too, segued into that, I think, from the dairy issue.
The good old North American Free Trade Agreement, beloved by many businesses in Wisconsin that have done well under it, but the president, again, sort of echoing what he said during the campaign, he said it's a disaster for the U.S. and promised some big changes ahead. He also talked about a tax plan that's coming and other infrastructure project that's coming group of the legislation that's coming on infrastructure. You know, he's getting near his 100 days, wants to say, here's what he's done, here's what he's going to do very soon.
Now, President Trump, when he was on the campaign trail, had issues with members of the Wisconsin Republican community. Governor Walker, of course, was one of his rivals early on. There was the Never Trump movement here in Wisconsin. Did it seem like a lot of Republican Wisconsin dignitaries there, more of a happy Republican family today?
It seemed pretty close ranks. There was no, you know, we heard on the newscast a few minutes ago that Congressman Duffy has raised some concerns about the president's tax returns, but the president was praising Congressman Duffy on the floor of the Snap-on today in the auditorium. So at least outwardly, there is a sign of Republican unity.
And then outside the event, I understand there were protesters, supporters of the president, and critics of the president. What was the scene outside the event?
It seemed to be, at least by my count, mainly opponents to President Trump, often focusing on the tax return issue. Many of us who haven't filed taxes and have just a few hours yet to go have to abide by the law or face consequences, and they would like to, these protesters would like to see the president be more forthcoming in his tax returns and tell the American people. Some were chanting, "Lock him up," which I guess is a variation of what the Republicans often chanted against Hillary Clinton, "Lock her up," during the campaign.
Now, we've seen some conflict at protests and counter-protests elsewhere in the country, in California and elsewhere. I know a lot of your focus was inside the event itself, Chuck, but was it pretty civil, given the two sides were present outside the event?
From what I could tell on my way in, but there was a strong police presence, Kenosha police, other law enforcement agencies, trying to keep people apart if there was an incident. I haven't heard about it yet, but it doesn't mean there wasn't. But again, the police were well out in force.
And as far as the president's comments go, we touched on a lot of the high points. Anything we didn't get to that stood out to you?
You know, he talked about trade. He talked about jobs. He talked about taxes. It's really, again, I think he's trying to hold things together amid some poll numbers that aren't particularly favorable and saying that, look, I'm taking action. I'm taking action for American workers. And that may have a very bipartisan backing to it. I think Senator Baldwin said today on the Buy American part of it that it was a good step forward, that there's more needs to be done. So no one's really going to take a strong argument against helping American workers. It's just whether that follow-up comes as, and the, you know, things like pursuing the visa program and monitoring some of these things actually occurs.
We'll leave it there for now. Chuck, thanks as always for bringing us up to date.
Thank you.
That's Chuck Kornbach, WPR reporter based in Milwaukee. He was at President Trump's event in Kenosha today. He joined us to give us the details.